Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the Joshua Segafis Podcast Morning Show, coming to you on Saturday morning. Happy Saturday, gentlemen. Every single morning at 5 a.m., I deliver another morning show episode talking about all the stuff that you men need to know, all the stuff that you men need to keep thinking about to level up your dating game and crush it in your dating, relationship, masculinity, attraction, life. All this stuff is important, gentlemen. And my whole goal is to help men improve their dating lives, to become truly attractive, masculine, formidable, competent, effective men, to become the types of men who can create the dating life of their dreams, the relationship life of their dreams, all of those crucial milestones that you want to achieve in your life with women as a man. That is the business that I'm in every single day. If you want, you can book a free 15-minute discovery call with me to discuss coaching or one of my courses. But listen, today being Saturday, I want to talk about something really important. What I want to talk about is this business of continuing to be the creative man that you have the potential to be in the capacity that you are creative. Now, a lot of men, once they get working on stuff, once they get working on their body, once they get their eyes set on the larger mission, purpose, and priorities, sometimes if that purpose doesn't involve any creativity, this can get lost on you. But listen, men are incredibly creative creatures, and you doubtlessly have the affinity to be very, very creative. This is something that I have lost sight of at different times in my life. I like to be creative. I like to do fun, creative things. I get to be very creative with my YouTube channel, with writing my content, with writing emails, all these different things, creating courses. That's very creative. However, there are some things I do not really get to do when I'm digging into this business of helping men improve their dating lives. For example, this sounds very nerdy, but right now I am literally, like, not right now, like the second, but in my life, I've actually carved out a little bit of time to work on a fun creative project that has nothing to do with work, nothing to do with making money, nothing to do with dating or anything like that. I am designing a board game, a fantasy board game to play with my friends, with my kids, and literally just for the fun of designing it. I'm using a bunch of AI tools to generate cool images, and I'm designing all the stuff, and I'm creating stats for, like, different, you know, player characters, and I'm creating different game mechanics, creating a game board, all of this stuff. And this is so much fun. Why do I do this? Well, it's not a part of my making money goal. It's not a part of getting fit. It's not a part of succeeding more at my dating or relationship life. So what is it for? It's for a fun creative outlet. It's for me using my creativity for something that brings me some joy and happiness, just for the sake of bringing me some joy and happiness. Listen, man, you doubtlessly have a great deal of creativity inside of you. And however that manifests itself in the things you love to do, you love to create, you love to give to the world, or even just to yourself through your creative power, this is so important not to neglect. Sometimes as men, it can be really easy for us to get caught up in the bigger purpose. And that's not a bad thing. To be focused on our purpose, to be very mission-oriented, to be very goal-oriented is a good thing. However, what you will find is that if you do not allow yourself any room to just be freely creative sometimes, you're going to stifle a big part of what makes you an effective human. Do not forget, the core masculine evolutionary mandate is to generate resources and solve problems, to provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. In order to do this, gentlemen, we must be comfortable and we must make time to prioritize sometimes being freely creative to do things that we enjoy. So today, I just want to encourage you. Listen, men are so creative. They are so ambitious to get to work, to accomplish things. Very rarely will a guy just sit around and literally do nothing. Like, some men may do that sometimes, but generally speaking, and you can probably relate to this, as a man, when you have some free time on your hands, your brain starts going, you start thinking about stuff you like to do, you start thinking about how you can do this or that a little better, you start thinking about how this or this would be cool, or you start thinking about this or that or the other thing and how you could, you know, do that, and then it could, you know, lead to this kind of thing, which you think would be fun or cool, or, you know, our brains start going, and then we start tinkering, we start doing stuff. This is kind of a masculine thing, right? This is something that a lot of men come by naturally out of boredom, but in our modern day and age, sometimes that boredom gets squashed. We always have our phones right there. There's always a TV right there. There's always, like, something right there. And sometimes we just don't give ourselves the room to be bored enough to get freely creative with ourselves, to engage that creative part of us. So today, man, I just want to give you a little encouragement. spend some time every week, even if it's just a little bit of time, even if it's just a half hour, an hour, spend a little bit of time every week just letting yourself be creative in the way that you want to be. Even if you start working on a project that never goes anywhere, if you have fun creating, doing that thing, that's not a waste. This is good for us. It's good for our soul. It's good for our body. It's good for us socially. It just helps us to become a more well-rounded person. I want to encourage you not to neglect this. So be creative in your life. This is something that a lot of men are missing, and I encourage you to do it. Gentlemen, that is all I have for today. I will be back tomorrow morning early at 5 a.m. with another episode of Joshua Segivas in the morning, and I will be back this afternoon at 3 p.m. with another episode of Joshua Segivas in the afternoon. Go with grace, my friends, and never give up your power. This is Josh Segivas signing off.